It's a sound many of us are hearing today as the storm that shut down parts of the South now dumps heavy, wet snow across the Northeast. And when Boston residents begin digging out their parking spots, many people will put a trash can or a lawn chair in the newly cleaned spot to lay claim to it, their way of saying, "Don't park here. I dug it. It's mine." Parking spots in many cities, they're hot commodities. But civil engineers at the University of California, Berkeley, have surveyed all the parking spaces in the country, from the metered spots on city streets to lots at big box stores to your driveways. And what they've found is that there are too many, because these parking spots, they say, are almost as bad for the environment as the cars meant to fill them. Mikhail Chester is a lead author of the study. He's a postdoctoral researcher at UC Berkeley's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Mikhail, you say there are between 100 million and 2 billion parking spaces in the country. On the high end, that's 8 spaces for every car. And there's a cost to having so much parking. It's environmental damage because it's leading people to drive more?
The number of parking spaces reflects the level of commitment to the automobile as a transportation mode. So when we set out to estimate the number of parking spaces, we were really trying to sort of wrap our heads around how much infrastructure has been put in place for automobile travel. So the availability of free parking is known to have significant effects in inducing automobile travel, instead of the trip taker potentially choosing a bus or walking and biking.
Right. I mean, yours is the opposite of the thinking of most cities. Let's build parking spaces so people will drive in and shop. But, you know, you reflect new thinking, which is let's not give people extra parking spaces so they will take public transportation and come into the city. So you say on that level, parking spaces sort of create environmental problems because they make people drive their cars. But what else does building a parking space do to the environment?
Well, the original intent of our study was not to evaluate the extent of parking or how many parking spaces, but was to capture the energy and environmental impacts of all of this paved surface area. And in order to do that estimate, we had to come up with this sort of national inventory of U.S. parking spaces. So when you think about the asphalt or the materials that go into a paved surface area, there's extraction of these materials, there's processing of stone or ballast or bitumen, the glue or binder that holds it together, and there are emissions associated with that, as well as all of these other processes like hot mix asphalt plants or transporting that material to a site, and even laying down the asphalt at the site where it's finally used.
So all of those things require energy production and produce emissions. But what about just having parking lots, this idea of the urban heat island effect?
Asphalt has the ability to capture and retain heat, which heats up the surrounding environment, which puts additional load on buildings, for example, to increase air conditioning. And then other impacts like water runoff. So large paved surfaces are known to have somewhat significant impacts on the local water environment.
We'll put aside for a second those effects of parking spaces and go back to the energy that's required to build them. Can you put into some sort of figure how much more energy there is added to the energy that a car uses when you build so many spaces?
Essentially, the amount of energy that a typical car uses in moving, so just burning gasoline, is around 3.3 megajoules per kilometer traveled. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that the increase can be significant, can be roughly 5% to 10% additional energy requirement just in sort of this asphalt that's laid down in the road.
And you also calculated other gases. The amount of gases like sulfur dioxide can rise by as much as 25%, the amount of soot as much as 90% in producing the products that go into building parking spaces. Well, Donald Shoup, a UCLA urban planning professor, told ABC News, parking is the single biggest land use in any city. It's kind of like dark matter. We know it's there, but we don't have any idea how much there is. Now you've set out to find out how much there is. But there was a national parking spaces study that was already done. It concluded there were 100 million spaces. Why wasn't that study good enough for you?
They were sort of evaluating only the number of metered spaces.
Right.
And when we looked at numbers like that, 100 million, and knowing that there's roughly 250 million vehicles, on-road vehicles in the U.S., we knew something wasn't right. Because at any given time, those vehicles would need, you know, at least one parking space for when they're not moving.
Well, sure. It seems that if that study, the National Parking Spaces Study, only did metered spaces, everybody can think of at least 10 other, you know, parking spaces, their garage, their local lot, that would add to that. What would you propose be done about this? I mean, we started off by saying that the thinking is switching to try to get people to not park their cars in cities in particular and to take more public transportation. But in the meantime, businesses would say, the more parking spaces, the better.
It is likely that we will continue developing the infrastructure that we've been developing for a while. So acknowledging that, you know, what can we do? Well, can we use materials that have lower impacts? Can we use processes in laying the asphalt down that have lower impacts? Can we engineer out a lot of these things that we typically don't do the accounting for, not on the vehicle?
That's Mikhail Chester, lead author of a new study on parking, sort of the census of parking. Mikhail, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.